Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Shin Nun Ches, 358. Again, as we close in on the last couple of mitzvahs of Sefer Vayikra, today is the second of three mitzvahs that have to do with charamim. If you remember from yesterday, last mitzvah, we spoke about the idea of a charam. A charam is when somebody wants to give something to the Beis HaMikdash, and he does not use the language of lahakdish. I want to be makdish something, I want to give it as a karban. But they say, I want it as a charam. That is a different type of mechanism that the Torah has. Charamim means, as we said yesterday, separate from me, distant from me. So what does that mean? So a person could have a cheirim to Bedek HaBayis, where I promise to give something. I want to be machrim this to the Beis HaMikdash. But what if somebody does not designate? They're just, this is a cheirim. So as we said yesterday, there's a machlokas tanoim, Rashi al-HaTorah quoted, and we paskin stam charamim are lekohanim. And therefore, I have it, I want to give this table as a cheirim. So right when I say that, this now belongs to it's earmarked for the Kohanim, but until the Kohanim get it, it has hektish status while it's in my Rishus, until it gets to the Kohanim. Once the Kohen has it, then it belongs to the Kohen. No matter it's his, he can do whatever he wants with it. Yesterday was the mitzvah asay of charamim, of machrev minachas of shehula kohanim, and today, and the next mitzvah we will have is the isser of lo yimacher velo yigael. Says the Torah in the psukim that we already read yesterday, ach kol cherem asher, this is all the way at the end, perach of zayin, pasuk chaf ches, ach kol, three mitzvahs in this one pasuk, ach kol cherem asher yachrim ish lashem, any cherem that a person is machrem, that he gives to the Beis HaMikdash, mikol animal, person, field, anything, a person can be machrim. So that's the asay, that's the hidden asay, that one has to follow the laws of charamim if one buys into this mechanism. But then the Torah adds, lo yimacher v'lo yigael. You can't sell it and you can't redeem it. Let's say I want to sell it and I'll give the money to the kohanim. No, I'm not allowed to. Isser daraisa. Let's say I want to redeem it. I want to redeem it, I'll give the money. Right? No. There's an Isser of Mechira, an Isser of Geula. It has to go to the Kohen, period. Or if I designated Beis HaMikdash, it has to go to the Beis HaMikdash. It's another form of Hakdasha, as we said yesterday, but we also spoke about the Achronim, who yesterday noted that this is counted as a separate mitzvah. There's a different mitzvah of Nidarim, which includes a Neder to Hektish. The fact that this is counted by the Rambam and the Chinuch as a separate mitzvah means it's a different halachic mechanism, or else the Rambam wouldn't count it separately. So it's a different halachic mechanism, and yesterday we spoke about all the nafkaminas between regular Hektish and this case. Can you be Makdish less than a Sheva Pruta? Can you be Chozer Bo? Can you retract Tokadei Dibor? What about Bizman Hazeh? What about Katan? What about Goy? Those are all the nafkaminas we spoke about in the last mitzvah. So today we have the Isra Mechiras. Let's read the Chinuch, and then we'll have to get back to some of the issues we did not finish up yesterday, and a couple of new issues, Be'ezus Hashem, as well. So let's see what the Chinuch says today. Shalom Yimacher Shinun Ches. Shalom Yimacher Karkash Acher Chemosa Bailov El Tinasan LeKohanim. Okay, you have to give it to the Kohen. Shalom Yimkar Adam Stei Acherim. A person is not allowed to sell a field of Cherim that was already designated to be given either to the Beis HaMikdash or the Kohanim. V'chein kol shar karkos. All lands, all karkos of charamim. V'huatin l'metaltalin. Also any movable items. Shehachrimu osan ba'aleim. That the Bailim were machrim. Ella, yinasnu l'kohanim, shaboso mishmar. You have to give it to the Kohanim who are working that week in the Beis HaMikdash. As we alluded to yesterday, the 24 groups of Kohanim split up into 24 groups. They each worked about two weeks out of the year, 48 weeks. Yontif they all were there, but a little more than 2 weeks out of the year, the Kohanim worked, but we said yesterday, the week that I am machrim in, that is the mishmar that gets my table, that gets my animal, that gets whatever I designate. I can't even sell it, I want to keep my table. I'll give you the money based on Mikdash. No. If I designate it as a cherem, it's like labeled. It's earmarked. There's no way that's getting out of it. You have to give this to the Kohanim. Elazoche bovelo klum, ki Hashem zicha achrem lekohanim. Because the Hashem gave this to the Kohanim. As we quoted yesterday, the whole list, but Hashem will get to this in a couple of months, the list of Matnas Kehuna, the most explicit and comprehensive list, is in Parshas Korach. After Aaron HaKohen was challenged, by Korach and his men, and Korach was taken care of. So right after that, Rashi quotes Chazal. Right after that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes through the whole litany, the whole list of Manas Kahuna again, Shrumus and Maestrus, and there it says, Kol Cherem be Yisrael L'chayyeh. Any Cherem will be yours. That's where we know that Stam Charamim Rul Abed HaKabayis. So this is included in that. This is one of the Manas Kahuna, one of the 24 gifts that are given to the Kohen. That is Charamim. If I'm Machrim something, the Kohen could use it and take it home. V'zeh yeh b'stam Charamim. The Chinuch continues. This is by, as we said, an anonymous Cherem. Kamosha Amar Lamalo, like we said, the Kaimala Kamadom or Stam Charamim L'Kohanim. If you don't explicate where it's going, it's going to go to the Kohanim. V'yalcher mi-Kohanim no merkan, kochem lo yimacher. Avo Kohanim vade mochrem osam kirtzonam. Of course, says the Chinuch, this Isser only applies to the Bailim who was Machrim it. Once the Kohen gets it, he can do whatever he wants with it. The Kohen gets the table, he could sell it, he could do whatever he wants. The Isser is only on the person who gives it to the Beis HaMikdash. But the Kohen, once he gets it, it's his. He can do whatever he wants with it. Shecher mikonim achar sheyatzu miyad ha-bailim, after it leaves the bailim's hands, sheherimum, that were machrimit, vehegil liyad ha-kohanim, harin kechulun l'chol devarim, it's chulun. And therefore, they could do whatever they want with it. As the Pasuk says in Korach, as I just quoted, Kol Cherem b'Yisrael l'cha yihyeh. So, again, it's heptish until it goes to the Kohanim, and then it becomes chulin, right? One of the few items. Think about where else do we have such an item that all of it's heptish, and then all of a sudden, it becomes chulin, right? We have one other possibility. Maybe there are others. Thinking of one right now, and that is a bechor balmum. A bechor is a carbon. Once a Bechor gets a Mum Kavua, boom! No longer is it Kadosh, no longer a Karban. Buy a regular Karban if it gets a Mum, that's called Psulei HaMukdashin. It has to be redeemed. We even have it in Mitzvah. It's a Mitzvah to redeem Psulei HaMukdashin. Bechor is the only one. A Bechor gets a Mum Kavua, boom! But just like its Kedusha was automatic, so too it can lose its Kedusha automatically. But here's another example, something that could change status, and this is meant to change status. It goes to the... It's hektish until it goes to the Kohanim, and then it becomes chulin. Okay, let's talk about a couple of important issues that are brought up here. First of all, the end of the Sefer HaChinuch yesterday, which we ran through, but we have to go look back at that. The Chinuch said yesterday that this mitzvah applies, charamim, these halachas apply, turning back the page, by men and women, bizman habayis. It applies bizman beis hamikdash, but bizman hazeh, does it apply? So as we said, well, we don't want it to apply bizman hazeh. We don't think making charam and bizman hazeh are a good idea. But what if you did? So in the past mitzvahs, so yeah, you're right. It could apply. But then he quotes the Rambam in the end of the mitzvah yesterday that if somebody is machrim bizman hazeh, give it to the kohanim that live near you. You have a kohen on your block, give him. That's a fulfillment. That's it. That's what you do. That's what the Rambam says, and the Chinuch quotes it. Says the Minchas Chinuch. Now, in Oz Tezvav, in the second paragraph, Ach Nireh, the Yoser Yis Iso Ina Charmei Kohanim Micharmei Shemayim. No, I think there are major problems today with Charmei Kohanim. Why? Kiva did Tzrichan Anu Litin LeKohen. We have to give it to the Kohen. So what does the Rambam say? Oh yeah, give it to the Kohen on your block. How do you know who's a Kohen? What, you assume he's a Kohen? What do we have today, most of the Kohanim that we have in our generation? Says the Minchas Chinuch, they're called Kohanim Muchzakim. We assume that they're Kohanim. They're not Kohanim Miyuchasim, that we know. Even if we do the DNA test, and they have the Kohen gene, do we know for sure, is that good enough? We need Bezdin to Paskin on that. Right? We don't know if that's, well, we wouldn't give a Kohen Truma Daraisa based on the DNA gene. Right, we're muchzakim today. And that's why all the didim d'oraisa, where there's a risk factor, we don't give to kohanim today. Truma and chala and all the others. Truma d'oraisa. So I don't know what the Rambam and the Chinuch are talking about. Says the Minchas Chinuch, you're going to give it to the kohen next door? How can you give it to the kohen next door? Why do you have to give it to the kohen next door? Right, the status is only changed from hektish to chulin if you gave it to a kohen. What if he's not a kohen? Then he has hektish in his house. Then you're being machshel him. Lefeiver. So says the Minchas Chinuch. I don't understand. I don't understand why. And then he quotes a parallel context. And then he'll quote the same problem, and then he'll get to the answer what he thinks you should do. Says the Minchas Chinuch now here towards the bottom. Where else do you have the same issue? Pidyon Aben. Pidyon Haben, so we have to give the weight in order to the mitzvah d'oraisa to give five shlamim to the kohen, and wonderful, my son is free. My son is chulin. So says the Minchas Chinuch on the bottom. Pidyon Haben bet chamor, ain breira. To follow a mitzvah shlomi daito. There you don't have a choice. You gotta do something, so you give it to the kohen that you find. Okay, ain breira. Aval she yechayev atzmo betchila, she yischayev litein lekohen chazaka zu, bevadai asur. And therefore, you can't be machrim mizmanazet, you shouldn't be machrim mizmanazet, and if you did, do you have to give it? So now he continues on the third skinny line. Sarichin, deimot takana beklal bekohen. There's no takana beklal giving it to a kohen. Why? Because you don't know if he's a kohen. He says, metaltalin, okay, put it away until it rots and throw it out. Karka, what do you do? Vitzarech ian gadol, bizman hazeh. Says the Minchas Chinuch, I have a tremendous problem. Im ira she'echad hechrim charmi kona mayaseh. What should a person do, bizman hazeh, if he was machrim? Bivadai edinosin lekohen. I wouldn't give it to a kohen. Kenirali ubasi la'orer. So then he says, finally he says, oh, I have one option. I can think of an option what to do. He says, Ach, we call makom, next paragraph, Batsazi takana bechem ikonim ma'idna, she yitain lakoin, umizaka lakoinim shabolam al yado. This person should accept it on behalf of all the kohanim in the world. And they're all give a mechila to this kohen. See, even if he's not a kohen, or hopefully he is a kohen, but even, you know, at least they're mochel. Ubavade ba'olam. So if there's a kohen out, there's definitely a kohen out there that's miuchas. So as long as he gives permission, so it's as if it goes to that kohen and then goes to this guy. Even if he's not going. It was as if the other person was mezakeit, was zocheit, and he's being mezakeit to this person. Ubavadai ba'olam yesh eze kohen miuchas. V'nifka ha'ekdish. Ta'avali kilu bali ar kohen. V'yachareze yasa kohen ha'shechaveitz. So if I say, on behalf of all kohanim in the world, I accept this. So what it's on behalf of? It's as if it goes to them. There's some vadai kohen out there, even if it's not me. He accepts it, and now he's giving it to me. So it's like avchulin. That's what I would do. V'achar chazeh yasa koin mashachafetz ki ein koin acher yachol lotzi miyado ki shemeino koin v'efshar al yedei Yisrael yuchal azakos v'achareze nosein l'koin. That's what he suggests to do in order to get out of it. So he says the same thing. What about getting back to my other issue? Says the Menachas Chana Pidyon Haben. Huge discussion in the poskim. What about Pidyon Haben? I go to a Kohen. Is there a lechadchila for me? And they quote this b'shem certain gedolim who were bechoros, firstborns, that whenever they met a new Kohen, they give them five shlamim. Just in case all 45 kahanim that I already gave to weren't kahanim and you're the first real one, I'll give you five shlamim. They didn't do it with a bracha, but just to be safe, there are stories about achronim that did this. But says the Minchas Chinuch, and again, we'll get back to this later on when we do Pidyon Haben, the mitzvah, the gab of Pidyon Haben, all the way at the bottom, is man hazeh, im nosi lo chafetz b'pidyon b'no, efshar, it's possible, if a kohen gets these five shlamim, it's possible that the kohen doesn't really own these five shlamim. Because if he's not a kohen, then is he allowed to use these? Maybe he's not a kohen. So says the Minchas Chinuch, maybe a kohen can't use this to get married with. I didn't see anyone who was margish on this. He didn't see, but in the footnotes he quotes, again, it's a well-known shuva in this sugya, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, who was before the Minchas Chinuch, he already quotes this worry. He has in a chelik aleph simin kufnun hay, he quotes, Ra'isi lahaskir. There's a minog, which is a minog today also. There was a minog that kohanim give back the money. After they get the money and they get the five shlamim, they go do the whole ceremony. So they want to give the father as a zikaron of the day. It's mine. The coin. It's my money. Says the kohen. We did it. We did it. It's mine. But I'm giving it to you as a present. So the kohen's allowed to do that. So there was a minhag for him to give it back. Says the minchas. Says the she'ilas yavetz. Discussing this minhag, he says, you know what? I don't think it's just a good idea to give it back. I think he has to give it back. Wow. Ukimach ani omer de medina tsrichen lahachzir. Ulafachos kokon yachos laatsmo. Lifrosh be safi gezel shemeino kohen. Says maybe he's not a kohen. And I'm skipping now a couple of lines. Gam nirali shalatzeichi they call safeko efshari. Just to get out of every safek. Yesh gamkin ala av lifdos bechoro mikol kohanim shayucha limso. Says the Rabbi Yaakov Emden. Kohanim were not so happy with this psak in his time, I assume, that you should, every time you find a kohen, pay him. Hopefully somebody will be a Vade Kohen. And then he quotes an unbelievable chumra. Nami ben Kohanos v'levia. Yesh levdo so achsha misafek. What about we don't, Kohanim and Levium don't do Bidyon HaBed today. Maybe they're not Kohanim and Levium. So, any Savi Daraisa L'chumra, says the Rabbi Yaakov Emdin. So why don't you do that? Though at the end he backs off there, because he says, what, that's going to be a zilzal. Right, you're going to give him the first Aliyah, and then he's going to go do Bidyon HaBen? Be a joke. And also, if he does Pidyon HaBen, you know what? He'll probably think to himself, I'm not really Kohen. He'll marry a Grusha, and it'll be Matami Lameis. Says the Rebbe HaBen, okay, I won't go that far. But at least for Yisrael to do it, that is his Shita. Again, this is a big discussion. The Minhag HaOlam is not to assume this way, like the Minchas Chinuch's Chash. Minhag HaOlam is to assume, I give it to a Kohen, it's wonderful. They quote in the Sefer, Pidyon HaBen Kihilchasa, which has everything you'd ever want to know about Pidyon HaBen, quotes that the Gra Dafka picked, there was a Kohen Miuchas, the Rappaport family, there were Sharkohen Miuchas, and they know they have their Ksavim, their Muchsak, no, they're not Muchsak, they're Miuchas, their Muchsak to be Miuchas Kahuna. And therefore, that's where the Gra went to, because he wanted to make sure that he got a Muchsak Kohen. But again, this is a big discussion. The Chassam Sofer says, of course, we're not worried about this, we don't give it to every Kohen in the book. You assume that whoever you give it to, as long as he's Yerei Shamayim, and he's gotten the Mesorah, his father, we assume that they are called Kohanim, good enough for our Halacha. But that is what the Menachas Chinuch says here, in the end of yesterday's mitzvah. Al Pidyon HaBen, he says, in Echad Rotzel L'Tzitzit Shamayim B'Shleimus V'Shem Einzah Kohen, Yizak Aydei Acher L'Chol HaKohanim. The same thing I suggested here by Charamim B'Zman HaZeh, you should do the same thing here. Tell the Kohen you're doing Pidyon HaBen with to be Zocheit on behalf of all Kohanim in the world. We don't do this. But that's what he says, and therefore there is some Vade Kohen out there, and therefore it would work through here too. Okay, good. There are other areas of Halacha. The Minchas Chinuch brought up one. Right, we're talking about Charamim Bizman HaZeh. Dealing, should you give it to the Kohen next door? So the Minchas Chinuch says no, unless you do this trick of Bizokin on behalf of Gaul of Kohanim. Where else do we have this issue come up with Kohanim Mukhzakim and Miyuchasim? Well, number one, he Pidyon HaBen. Number two, Duchening. Duchening, could a Kohen Duchen? So we Paskin. We Paskin. What if a Kohen comes to town and says, I'm a Kohen? Do we trust him? So he walks into town, a total stranger. We have no idea who he is. Right? So we trust him. So basically, we generally do. We generally do trust him. But if you look in the Shulchan Aruch and Eben Ezer, Simon Gimel, Mi Sheba Bizman HaZeh, says Rabbi Yosef Cairo, the Amar Kohen Ani, Eino Ne'eman. It's not believed. Vein Malano Solukuhuna Piatzmo. He's not trusted himself. You need somebody to testify about him. Velo Yikra Batara Rishon Velo Yisas Kapov. Wow. That's the Shulchan Aruch. Those Ashkenazim out there, V'yesh Omrim, says the Rama, Dinem on Likros Batara Rishon Velo Yisas Kapov Bizman HaZeh She'en Lanu Truma Daraisa She'nachlo She'meyalo Oso L'Truma. There's no worry today. What's the whole worry in the old days of the Gemara? You can't let him duchen, because if you let him duchen, people are going to give him Truma. People can give him Truma. That's already Daraisa, Misa B'dei Shamayim, if you're not a Kohen. So there's a worry. But the Ramah says, Bizman HaZeh, nobody's giving him Truma anyway. We're all Tamei. So there's no worry. So don't worry about it. Let him Duchin, let him bench first. V'chei Noagin O'inna B'chol Makom, She'ei Noagin Truma Bizman HaZeh, V'leka L'meichash L'meidi. Don't worry about it. Says the Ramah, and that's the Minhag. The Minhag is like the Ramah, at least in Ashkenazic circles. Somebody comes into Shul, the Gabbai says, Kohen, person puts up his hand, we give him the first Aliyah. Fine. But what about duchening? So that's more on their plate. Right? Duchening, right, they're going to say a bracha. If they're not a Kohen, we're going to allow them to say a bracha? So the answer is yes. That's not a chshash iser daraisa. What's the iser daraisa? Is the iser a bracha levatala? Okay. Maybe if you say bracha and shvichas, it's iser daraisa. But the minhag ha'olam is to assume, the Pesach Tshuva here discusses it, that we allow Kohanim to duchen bizman hazeh. He quotes in the Pesach Teshuva here. Shekasav lechalek bizman hamikdash shahi mevarchen b'shem hamefurash ika iser asay b'shegi bizman hazeh b'shem asachilik zeh b'shem asmaharit. So he says the minhag Yisrael is minhagat Yisrael Torah. He quotes the Pesach Teshuva, and that is what we assume for duchening and for other issues. We assume that they are Kohanim. So we have Pidyon HaBen and we have Nesias Kapayim. There is an interesting tshuva that Rav Avad Yosef has. We discussed this back in Parshas Kedoshim when we spoke about Arayos, all the 30 mitzvahs of Arayos, which we spoke about. Rav Avadi has a tshuva in Yechav Adas, Chelik Heisim in Samach Aleph. Is there any lechadchila for a Bas Kohen to marry a Kohen? Should a Bas Kohen only go out with Kohanim? Is there any, well, there are two guys that are, she's going to be set up with. One's a Kohen, one's a Yisrael. Is there any reason for her to go out with a Kohen? Hayimutu Yisrael Lisa Bas Kohen Le'isha, Vamitu Le'Kohen Lisa Bas Yisrael. So he goes through the whole sugya here, and he says, Shebedin Baskoin Li Yisrael Gishlach, and he talks about it at the end, related, you know, maybe people aren't even Kahanim today, so how could he even be so sure? Shebedin Baskoin Li Yisrael Gishlach Alei Kadaver L'Shlosha Sukim. He has three cases. He says, Sh'imu Tamar Chacham, Shevachul Arachi Yidivak Bazar. If you have a Kohen with a Tamar Chacham and a Baal Mido, so wonderful. If they all have Alamilus, they all are great, and they all are Baal Midos. So what about the Kohen? What's the problem? Torah Vakun Makamecha? That's great. V'imu Ama Aretz. She'ein bo Torah v'lo mitzvah v'nil chasadim, then obviously stay away from him. Doesn't matter if he's a Kohen, right? If he's an Am Aretz, stay away from him. But if he's a regular guy, he's a Shomer Torah mitzvahs, is fine. So he says that it depends. Depends on the other. You have to weigh it. Anyway, you have to use your head, basically. He says, he continues towards the end here, and he says, L'maisa, l'maisa, sikum, as he always has. Ein li Yisrael lisa bas kohen el imkein achasin yireshmayim marabim. V'kovei itim la-Torah. V'koshikinim hold lo mi b'yeshiva bofan kavua avalish adayin inu begedet tamar chacham. Aval kohen no se bas Yisrael koshim shomrim Torah mitzvah. So he said, interesting, a bas kohen has to be more focused on getting a kohen because she's going to go become a Yisrael. Versus a Kohen who's going to marry Bas Yisrael, so she's going to become a Kohen, an Eishes Kohen. So there's less issues there. So either way, says Rav Avadia, but in that Shuvah also, he talks about the status of Kohanim Bizman Hazeh. Again, there's a lot here, but this started off with Charamim Bizman Hazeh. The Chinuch seemed to say it is Lamaisa Lamaisa, quoting that Rambam. The Minchas Lidah was unhappy with it, and we gave a couple other examples where we see the status of Kohanim Bizman Hazeh. Mention one more mitzvah about the Isser of Geula. Hopefully we'll do that beginning of next week when we talk about other issues of Hektish. When we'll talk about Amirasol Gavok, Amirasol Hedyot, different types of Hektish. Bez Hashem, we will do that then as we get into the last week, Bez Hashem, of Sefer Vayikra.